Okay.
Hey, how are you, Jason?
Just introductions, pretty much.
Okay.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 14, 2015. This is the Department of Consumer Regulatory Affairs Board for the Condemnation of Sanitary Buildings meeting. Present here, we have agency representatives. We all introduce our name for the record. Gil Davidson, DCRA.
Tim Dene, Historic Preservation Office.
Sybil Hammond, Department of Public Works.
Jitendra Kukar, DCRA.
Jason Washington, DCRA.
Robert Spriggs, DCRA.
Inspector Mark Harlem.
And Todd Starks is here as well. We're getting ready to call in our first representatives. So this is to make a final notification that this meeting is now in session. So let's put that on pause, and then let's get... Case number 13-094, property address is 700 Alabama Avenue Southeast. Two-story detached single-family structure. Owner record is Sandra Charles. That's BCRB board action. A final notice was sent out, and abatement ordered to remove all trash, grass, and weeds from the property was generated on 7/9/2014. I have a gentleman that's sitting in front of me, sir. If you want to introduce your name for the record and your relationship to the property.
My name is David Hubbard. I'm the property manager.
Okay. You swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability, sir?
I do.
Thank you, sir. This property was inspected on January 5th, 2015 by Inspector Holloman. What are your findings, sir?
Re-inspection revealed as of the 5th of January that at 700 Alabama. It looked like they did everything we asked them. It's boarded up, no openings, and it's a top on the roof. And it looked in good condition.
Great.
So there's a tarp on the roof. Okay.
Oh, but there's a tarp on
the roof. Yes, we said a tarp on the roof.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was the main issue. So we still got temporary measures in place. Okay.
Right. What can you bring to this board, sir, about your next plan?
I heard from Todd Stark back in November. Mr. Stark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Back in November about this property. And, after some back and forth, Mr. Stark committed himself to helping us do what we needed to do to get this rectified. I was not getting the mail from Alabama Avenue because the post office was not forwarding it, so I didn't get any mail. He forwarded me the notice of violations, the pictures. I told him that by the hearing, we would have, if not everything done, as much as we could, and we started on it as soon as possible. All the raw wood outside has been replaced and painted. The porch is new. The debris is gone. We've leveled the ground as much as possible. There's still some small stumps. The two roofs that you see on the lower level have been replaced. The tarp covers a roof that is in the process now being replaced. The paper is on it.
Great.
The shingles
are
at the house. We're just waiting for the weather to break.
Great.
The boards are there on the lower windows because of the vandalism in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We plan on getting those boards off at some point, putting bars on, and possibly putting plexiglass on those lower level windows.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to weather the break on that also.
So did you get the relevant permits for whatever corrections that you're making there to bring it in?
All our work was repair work, so we didn't pull permits. Painting, replacing of some old wood. The roof was not a complete roof. It was repair in spots.
Let me ask you one more specific question.
Sure.
So the wood that you replaced, is it just a siding fascia board, or you got into rafters, or you got into floor joists?
It was all exterior fascia board.
So just like a trim work rather than a structural element?
Yes. One by fours, things like that.
Okay. Well, we are we're pleased. This board is pleased to see the progress that you're making, and we thank you for that. And I'm sure Mr. Stark has your correct information at this point. Okay.
Mr. Hubbard, you think you could be finished with the principal roof within 2 months?
Yes, Mr. Stark and I had actually talked about 45 days.
Okay.
And obviously the roofer wants to get paid, so.
Mm-hmm.
He's just waiting for, I think that we're back there on Sunday. I think the weather is good Sunday.
It should be in the 40s.
Sunday work, hopefully we're back.
Okay.
Possibly. Church issue, yeah. But, if not, then,
All right.
Work on Sunday.
Of course. So I'd like to make a motion to extend the case for 60 days.
Second.
Okay, it's been properly moved and second that this board extend this case for 60 days. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? There being none, motion carried.
Case number 12-090, property address 700 Brandywine Street Southeast, four-story detached masonry multifamily building. Record owner is Brandywine Street Association. Last BCIB action was a certificate of condemnation was canceled on the property because the, what is this, SSL was wrong. However, all of the contact information is correct. So what was
that's
that issue?
That's the square lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mr. Stark, on that point, did we then send out a new notice, or we had to start over again, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
With the show cause and all that? And do you know when that occurred?
Looks like non-responsive. April 5th last year?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that, oh, then we're in good shape.
April 25th.
I mean, plus, even though we had cited the wrong square and lot, we had cited the right address, and we had been sending the notice to them all along.
Certificate of condemnation.
All right. Okay, so in that case, and we haven't really had any follow-up from them, right?
Yeah, I think that's true.
I mean, they obviously didn't ask for a hearing. They didn't ask for a show cause hearing. I move that we haven't reissued a certificate of condemnation, correct?
I think we need to do that.
Yeah, I think we ought to do that if we haven't.
Whether the response is there or not.
Because this building
it's an obligation.
Is missing a roof for 2 years, more than 2 years.
Okay, so send out the notice of condemnation.
We got to make sure that we do show cause hearing just, and all that.
All I want to know is
you did the show cause part.
You did the show cause. So my question is, just remind the board: did we take any further action, like put another certificate of condemnation? Okay.
No.
Then I make a motion that we issue that we do order this condemned. We issue a certificate of condemnation.
Yep.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
That's on the south side.
Case number 10-029, property address 718 Marietta Place Northwest, two-story single-family masonry row home. Record owner is Ricardo Hernandez. The last BCIB board action was a notice to show cause. And a 90-day extension was granted on 24th of September 2014. And there has been no response.
All right. Yeah.
Mark.
Re-inspections revealed that the violation is not abated. Property is still in the same current condition.
Yeah, this is another case where we did an NOV last year and like what happened to it? Don't know, right? Front looks relatively good, although you got the remainders of the porch roofs hanging up there and rotting away. So it's sort of front and back, it's kind of the same thing. It would be nice if all those weathered wood pieces were removed.
So there have been a CRM here.
Go back to the photos, please.
There's
Another main problem was in the rear, like with a back porch yet.
Yeah.
There's no steps.
Yeah.
Or no banister.
Yeah, I mean, I'd worry more about that from a code point of view if the property were occupied. It's not occupied, though, is it?
Yeah.
But, you know, these things can be an attractive nuisance, and the parts can fall off, and, you know. Like,
so
if that, you know, look at that outside post on the upper part of the porch.
Right.
Like, is that going to fail, you know?
Yeah, it is.
We don't have it blighted.
The dish and the post both are going to come down.
Oh, it's not blighted. Hey, great, great catch on that. Let's refer that for the
right.
And y'all have a 4-point.
Yeah, that's what the 4 points for, right?
Yeah, that's scheduled.
It's scheduled December the 4th. So there's been a fluke in our system about somebody's getting done or their status being shown. So I'll follow up with that too.
Right.
It may have been done.
All right. Gosh, you know, this is another one where I can see some real problems. I don't want that porch to fail, but I think if we follow up with blight and we follow up with NOV and then probably an NOI, then that might take care of the issues. Otherwise, so why don't we do that? I'm gonna recommend we extend for 90 days. Refer to vacant properties to follow up on the blight designation, and to whomever was writing wrote the NOV to follow up with an NOI if
yep.
appropriate now. Yep. And then we can revisit it and see if we need to condemn the property.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Case number 10-033. Property address 960 Florida Avenue Northwest, two-story row masonry home. Record owner is Julio Costillo. Last BCBI board action, a certificate of condemnation was placed on the property on 24th March 2011. A 90-day extension was granted on 24th of September 14 to follow up on infraction. Ownership is still same. So this is the same thing, like
yeah.
what has been done on the follow-up here.
Well, it's just
Mark.
Yeah, let's just take a look.
The rent station revealed no violations was abated. It's still in the same condition.
Okay.
So
unabated.
Any enforcement file on it, Tom?
Okay, thank you.
Darn it. All right, so we got to start over again, right?
Well, sometimes when it's case effective, it may just be a typo or something in the paperwork. It just has to
right, but I mean, if it's for an NOV, then it means you're writing a new NOV, right? Oh, no, it's for NOV. Wait. Yeah, it is an NOV, right? So it means you write a new NOV, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's do that. Well, let's go, all right, and then let's go back to the pictures.
Activity log empty.
Oh, I see. Okay. So they didn't check everything or something. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it might just be a matter of completing the original NOV, right? Rather than writing a new one.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Can we go back to the photos and take a look at what, if we see there need to be any new steps taken? Okay, front's boarded up, looks reasonably good. Yeah, even the top.
Broken glass.
Oh, okay, so we got a little broken glass. All right, rear, is that rear door open? Man, I don't like the look of that rear wall.
Yeah.
Are they trying to shore up that wall with it?
This seems like a.
I got a kicker there. Jesus.
Something in.
I think they might be secure the back door.
How about the
bad workmanship?
Yeah, it's over the door, and
whatever it is.
It's not a shadow. That's a crack, isn't it?
Yeah, that looks like maybe the tree branch, right above it. Maybe a crack.
And what's that other 2x4 doing up at the window up there? That's because that arch is failing up there, right?
That's the hold up that board.
Yeah, yeah. Because look, there you can see a gap above it. It looks like the arch is failing up there.
Well, you see the shadow below it also. So that one up on the second floor doesn't look like it's secure very well.
Yeah. All right, I just don't want, what I'm worried about is that we're having structural issues. See how they
rear looks terrible.
See how they parged over the rear wall? You know, but, all right, so I think the thing to do is, yeah, if you guys would follow up on the NOV, and then, like, if they fail, go right to NOI, is my opinion, before we revisit this. Because if we revisit this, we're going to probably be taking more drastic action, and I don't know if it's necessary or not. It's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, but the ownership is same. I don't see any action. We should go forward with more stringent action. I don't know. I think this.
Well, I mean, what are we going to do? Knock it down? Or what do you want to repair here? I mean,
this is going to be even more expensive.
Yeah, I know.
It down.
And you don't
waterproof two side
right.
things.
And, right, exactly. Right. You don't want to take a unit out of a row. But on the other hand, is it even justified? So
I think Spriggs can get some abatement money.
But I'm worried about this rear wall.
I need the legal construction money to get my abatement money.
Yeah,
fiscal officer is not a good idea.
I don't.
Okay, so why can we just like table this for a while? I would say 120 days. And in the meantime, if there can be follow up on the current NOV, and then please don't feel like it's necessary for us to encourage any further. If they fail to follow up on the NOV, give them an NOI. Is my opinion.
Yeah. At least at the minimum, they got to make it better, the rear wall, actually. Also, reiterate your statement for
all the... All right, so my motion is extend for 120 days and refer to DCRA. I don't know which staff is doing the NOV, but whoever. Refer to DCRA to follow up on the notice of violation and, if necessary, a notice of infraction if they fail to comply within the 30 days.
Making a note of it, Todd?
Oh, my God. Follow up on NOI, extend for 120 days.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. The case number is 13-039. Property address is 1322 9th Street Northwest. Single-story detached masonry building. Record owner is Bernard and Vera Ehrlich. Last BCBI board action was a 120-day extension granted on 10th of September 2014 to see the progress of getting proper building permits.
Okay. So this was the one where they had, like, the portions of, like, the alley structures up there, the brick walls, like, single brick walls and that sort of, and now they're taking them down.
Yep.
And they got permits for that and all, right? We think. I just want to double check because that's a historic district, so I just wanted to make.
That's what
they'll
say. Huh? They're just totally. Whether it's historic or not, permit is always should be checked.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree, but I wanted to make sure because we had discussed it with them and whether it should be torn down or not. But it's not my area, so I don't know what the conclusion was.
Grade.
What's the B? What's the B stand? A G building.
B is the permit.
G is a grading permit to tender?
I don't know. Garage?
I don't know.
In the old days, it would be garage back in the 50s.
Here's a grade permit.
Okay. Wait a second.
Not issue, though.
That was 12.
All right.
Well, wait, initial raise. When did Tucker do that inspection at 12? He did an initial raise.
Yeah, that's probably when it came to our attention back that 2 years ago. Okay. All right, so maybe they don't have a permit.
Any pictures on it?
When he in there working, he taking
it? Right. Well, I mean, my point is that I'll look into that upstairs, see what we know about it, and whether there's something that we want to. I mean, obviously, if you guys want to enforce on somebody not having a permit for knocking down a structure, that's.
Yeah, that, go. What is the G permit though? No, like.
But we'd also like to know for sure. But from the board's point of view, if the structure is gone, reconstruction. Yeah,
garage,
that's it. It is a garage permit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was sort of my recollection, that they were going to reconstruct. Yeah, and we might have changed our mind on it, but that doesn't mean we don't care that they don't have a permit for it. So anyway.
Yeah.
All right, but from the board's point of view, they're in the process of knocking it down.
I move that we close the case.
Yeah.
So you want to second it?
I'll second it, although I want to make sure that they clean up the city.
All in favor?
Well, yeah, I do agree. I mean,
well, I think somebody ought to inspect, because it's probably
sure
illegal construction.
So see right, now, since exactly. He's historic, he's become apprehensive. Yeah,
no, no, no.
Like, this is a, I don't want to say anything in my record that I haven't cared about.
No. From the board.
You are a board member here for BCIB.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've been here longer than anybody else. My point is this. Yeah, but if the building's gone, the building's gone. And we might have changed our mind about whether he needed to save it, but that doesn't mean he doesn't need a permit.
So the fact, what condition
from the board's point of view, if the building's gone, so be it, right? There's no longer any issue, but I wouldn't want the site to be left with just brick bats lying around. So it probably needs an inspection.
Okay.
One, are you cleaning up the site? Two, did you have a permit for it, right? So illegal construction probably ought to drop by and see what's going on.
It's a construction inspection. Reach out with Garrett in construction inspection.
And it says reconstruct. They want
me. Me, illegal construction?
Yep. Yeah.
Construction inspection.
All right, so my motion is going to be to close the case and to refer to ICA for inspection of the site and whether
I think ICU will also do the same thing either way. So you've been reaching out to Sarah Thigpen, or?
Yeah, that's
fine.
All right.
Close the case.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Case number 07-284, property address 1533 9th Street Northwest. It's a two-story semi-detached masonry single-family home. Record owner is Shiloh Baptist Church. Last BCBI board action was 120-day extension on 10th of September 2014 to see the construction progress. At this time, Mark, if you would please update the board with your findings.
Reinspections revealed, from my knowledge, from my initial inspection, property still in the same condition, which really don't look that bad, but as you see at the side of the bridge.
Okay, it looks bad, but it's not so bad, right? I mean, as far as
what is the difference between bad and so bad?
It looks bad in the sense that it's unsightly, right? You can see where they patched that there are some masonry issues with this building, but they did patch them. Did they do a good job? Maybe not. But for the time being, it's probably okay. The biggest problem is that they have essentially like shades. they have like keeping the water out of the windows. They've tacked up like plastic and it's coming loose. So they got to board it. That might have been a way to get around the blight, but it's not doing it. So they got to put windows in or board it, in my opinion. Also, this is another case where they were issued a NOV, and they may or may not have followed up. Well, yeah, I mean...
You're talking about them right there?
Yeah, where all these white things... No. I don't mean take out the concrete, but I mean...
That's just... It's all paper under shade. I mean, on the frames, right?
Yeah.
Is that plexiglass?
Yeah, there's no window in there.
There's no window.
It looks like there's plexiglass. It looks like
there's windows. It's windows.
There's a window in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You see right there, you can almost see the sheen on it.
Oh, is that right? So there's plexi on the outside and those things on the inside?
I thought that was just some paper on the inside.
Yeah. All right. No, sorry. It's harder to read these things on the screen.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't look like there's a window there.
And they got a door in the front. And since we don't know what the roof condition is, we can't say anything about that.
If it's not historic, Tim can care less.
No, it's historic. But, and I wouldn't, since I've been here so long and dealt with so many cases, I don't think that's a fair characterization of my position. So I would say that, I don't know. I mean, I'd be inclined to close this if all those windows are covered with plexi.
I mean,
but they need to be done. But they are obviously what we have here is not done.
although...
So you want to get boarded up, or what do you want in terms of that?
No, no, what I'm saying is I can't see the plexi. So if
well, go back to the first right there. Can you hold it right there? Look at the reflection towards the top of the window. You can see the tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you see the reflection of the tree in there.
I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's, I mean, I agree. That's what I thought at first, too, but then you...
But is that the same all around? You know, what? It is? Okay. And why? But why is that? Why is the plastic coming up if there's no wind passing through there?
The glass might be broken.
Well, it's plexi.
That glass ain't broken. Ain't nothing wrong with
it. It's just misplaced inside.
All right. I don't know if they had permits to do that, but that's another story. So I would move to close the case, but at the same time, I would also suggest that since an NOV was issued, you guys follow up to make sure that they complied with that. So I move to close the case.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. 11-006, property address 2027 Banning Road Northeast. It's a three-story row masonry commercial building. The record owner is Burhan Dargi. The last BCBI board action was a 90-day extension granted on 24th of September 14 to allow the time for owner to get proper building permits.
I just want to say that you agree, Lieutenant, if I'm not mistaken, that they could have the condemnation lifted and supported their sale, and the property still in the same condition that it was in.
What? I didn't catch what you're saying.
Is that right?
All the one, this one?
Yeah, this was the case that...
This one here?
This case right here,
Benning Road,
had us question whether or not it was okay to raise the condemnation if the property was in going through sale. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't. I mean, I remember that there have been a case where we've done something similar, but we try not to. But I just don't remember it in this case. But if you say so, then
help us. I don't recall it either. I'm going to claim my senior moment here.
All right, so let's just take a fresh look at it.
Get one per meeting.
I mean, so the point is that there's no certificate of condemnation on the property right now.
Yeah.
And so we just take a fresh look at it and see what we do.
Now, there was two building permits applied for.
Okay, well, that's a good, maybe a good sign, right?
Let's go back.
Let's see, so yeah, that would be a good sign, because if we gave them an extension in order for them to get their building permits and they got their building permits in that time, I guess that was sort of our gentleman's agreement.
I need to check to see if it was canceled or not. I do all see right, we sent out a notice to show calls.
All right. Well, that's all right. Let's just look at the, because if it seems like we got to do it again, that's one thing. If we don't, then that's another. But it'd be worth looking at whether they did in fact get their permits.
It looks like in progress. Look at the workflow history on it, and it'll tell you.
It's been in this condition for a long time now. The main problem is the roof. You can look at the top picture and you can still see the hole through the roof.
Ah, okay.
That's what they were supposed to fix it.
That's what I'm always most worried about. Okay.
Looks December the 31st. It looks recent.
Yeah. Wait, where is it?
Oh. It's just a pickup? Final?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like all those dates. There's a lot of December and stuff.
And what's that? What's that for? That's for a roof?
Well, go back.
Because if they...
Review.
You got to go back to summary.
Yeah, let's see if it includes the roof. Because if it doesn't, I'd be a little perturbed.
This repair and
that's right. They wanted to add another story. I forgot about that. That's why they didn't want to fix the roof.
There you are, and with the underpinning.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
So that's $1,000. That's $1,100 permit.
Right. That's why we didn't. That's why we didn't press them. That's right. Now it's coming back to me. Okay.
So they're just trying to get through the permit process.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to take on a lot of water over the winter.
So what's this? We want to take it off or what?
No, I move that we extend the case for 90 days.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. is 13-063, property address 2801 Channing Street Northeast. The record owner is Joshua Myers. Last BCIB board action and 90-day extension was granted on 24th of September to follow up on the notice of infraction. Mark, do you have any update from the inspection on this property?
Yes, sir. Re-inspection revealed from the 7th, as of the 7th of January. They did somewhat try to board up. That's what you see is a garage in a little driveway. You really can't see it because of the trees and bushes. But they tried to board it up. That's the only thing that they tried to do. But other than that, violation is still not a major.
Have they been paying the taxes on this?
Mm-hmm.
I see that it's registered as blight, so I would imagine that they're paying pretty hefty. They should be, at least.
It's in vacant property. It's in a vacant status, but it should be in blight.
Yeah. I think we declared on 5th.
So what's the outstanding balance on the taxes?
There is not. Somebody's paying.
Oh, so actually they paid back in 2012 when it was that high?
So I get that.
Okay. Great.
That looks like a blighter rate.
Yeah, it looks like it went in 2010.
This one did. Why it went in 13 and 14 and went back with vacant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's been a problem we've been having, two spreads.
I know.
We've run across a lot of properties.
Yeah.
Even say vacant, or even some of them would say occupied in class one,
mm-hmm.
but the property's clearly in the blight state.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why did it transition from blight in 2012
yeah.
to vacant or
go,
occupied?
Yeah, go vacant, yeah, or go back to class one. Yeah.
Right. Without any documentation, I can see the documentation that would be justified.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody had to make that decision and change it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Spritz got his work cut out.
All right.
Really.
Okay.
New sheriff in town. Okay. So can we go back to the photographs? Okay. So if you look at some of these Raptor ends, some of them are going like on that porch corner in the center, and actually around this side, some of those Raptor ends are rotten and coming off. I've obviously got a hole in the siding up in that dormer. Looks like the one of the rear chimneys is maybe falling over, and there's a hole. They still haven't completely boarded up that garage door at the basement where the window's broken. So like not major imminent stuff, but oh, and then the rear over the rear door. The Brictex and the earlier siding is missing to a degree that would allow water in to get to the framing. And then there's general loss of paint and all that sort of thing. So you can see where the roof framing is being affected, and there's some sagging on both the front porch and the roof on the side.
Yep.
So, you know, not major imminent calamity here, but have we gotten any follow up on this?
Yeah, I think that's what my question.
I'm trying to, because I don't remember Joshua Myers. I remember seeing his house a bunch of times, but I don't remember having a conversation about it.
Nobody has commented on this.
Okay, and so a notice of infraction was issued in October. Do we know anything on the status of that? Like if they took it to OAH or anything, because if they didn't, or if they did and they failed to prevail, then I guess we can issue them another NOI.
Yeah, but the question here is also like they issue the infraction, and then infraction is like a half of the deal. The other deal is like the conditions have to be complied with for code compliance.
Right.
A lot of time what happens is they pay the infraction and they don't do the action that is needed.
Right. And then what the law provides is that you give them another NOI, and then when it gets too expensive, they decide to do the work. Right? Isn't that the purpose of it? As opposed to merely getting revenue?
I don't even stop work order hearing that happens.
Yeah, sure.
So what?
Sure, but if somebody breaks a stop work order, then mm-hmm. then they really get stocked, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
what is?
We had a building permit back in December 13.
If they didn't have an inspection, that is toasted already.
Well, they might have done that to get out of that. That might have been what they'd use to get out of their blight,
okay.
right?
Mm-hmm. Blight.
Yeah.
Blight 13.
That can be revocated. That can be pulled back there.
No, it was deemed
well,
vacant in 15.
There's no evidence that they've been working under it, right? I don't see any work done.
Well, if there's no evidence of work and there's no evidence of inspections, then that was no good. So we go back.
I mean, my point is essentially this, that the problems are significant, but they're not major. And we also have somebody who is not responding to us, and even not responding when they get a fine. But it seems to me that the typical day-to-day administrative way of socking them with NOIs is probably the best way to achieve something under this. I mean, I think getting them back in blight status would be an even more effective way to do it, because it looks like they responded to that. Not by fixing the building, but by trying to get out of it by saying that we're gonna fix the building. So I think that if they had to go through blight again and they had to try to appeal it again, and then they failed if they fail in doing that, which they probably would now, that's going to be what's going to get them to fix this property.
And we already did an enforcement package.
Yeah. Right.
We did or we didn't do it?
We did.
Okay.
You mean by enforcement, you mean?
Notice and
NOI, right. But why? But wouldn't you give them another NOI at this point? Because the last one was from October.
First, we need to find out if the first one was followed up on.
Exactly. Like, what happened on that?
Okay.
Repair, replace. And none of that has been done.
I mean, my larger point is just some of these sort of in-between kind of cases where it's probably best to do it that way.
Right, but when we sent up the notice of infraction that we've already sent up, that we sent up in October, nothing has been done. There hasn't been any action.
Look at the second one down, case defective.
Where you see that? Okay, that's what it is. Yeah, okay.
All right, so that's what we got to do, follow up on that. So that means somebody did sort of a sufficiency analysis and they found something wrong with it?
Yeah, she did it in December.
Okay. Wait. Let's read this. If BCRB is going to submit case to enforcement to process the notice of infraction evaded the BCRB must use the ICA enforcement case checklist. I don't know what that means because the board doesn't do any of that. What that means is the staff's got it.
Did you get it back?
No. Okay. So all right. I'm going to make a motion that we extend the case for 90 days, and that we ask staff to follow up or to refer as necessary.
Just make another NOI.
The matter right for either following up on the initial NOI or issuing a new NOI.
Who seconds it?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Number 09-023, property address 3211, Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, three-story detached frame, single-family home. The record owner, Adams 31st Street, Wisconsin, LLC. The last BCIB board action, a notice to show cause and a 180-day extension was sent out on 11th of June 2014 to the new owner. There has been no response. But from a new owner, there has been no response. What's wrong with this picture?
Should have been. But here's the deal on this one. This house was moved up so that they could build a big addition on the back. Sort of a work in progress. I mean, you can see it's up on props.
The footers have been poured.
So, it's got a broken window, which I don't necessarily want to overlook, but I think it doesn't need to be before this board anymore.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem like it should be something in front of our board.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't sound like...
Todd, is there a building permit in place and stuff?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Oh, yeah. There should be.
Right. Yeah. So they're getting exempt from construction. So.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna move that we close the case, but feel free if you feel they haven't complied with NOV to follow up on that. But I move to close the case.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, go ahead. Want to read it in?
All right. The case number is 14-012. Property address is 3326 Eli Place Southeast. It's a single-story detached frame house. The record owner is Mercedes Dixon. Last BCBI action in 90-day extension was granted on 11th September to see the construction progress. At this time, Mark, if you would fill
it's
in.
Like it stopped.
That's the 7th of January. Rent inspection revealed that although the violations is not 100% abated, it is work being done. It's moving slow, but he put windows in. Every time I go out, I see different things that's being done.
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical about this one.
I talked to the guy. He is doing something out there. I don't know if you remember the last time we was here. He, all that stuff right there with the wrapping and everything, that wasn't there. That roof work wasn't done. As far as the windows, he said that the kids would come by and bust out the new windows and he puts in. And they knocked, he got a fence back there with the lights on the post. He said they come and knock those off.
All right. What is that?
What is that? Penthouse?
Some kind of penthouse, yeah.
That's hardly a penthouse. You can't do anything.
All right. Well, jeez. I mean, it looks like the kind of thing that where they sort of stopped, and now the weather's taking, moving them back, backward progress. but I don't know. Since you talked to them, Todd, I'll defer to your judgment here. But I think we should just extend it and see where they get.
45 days.
Well, it's going to take him longer to finish it if he's going this slowly, but. I guess it's encouraging that he's got an extension cord going up to the roof on the, in that photo, because I guess that means he's really doing work at that moment. But
really?
And that ladder. So.
Is that an OSHA-approved ladder?
You know, when I look at the wrap on the that one side, it looks like it's coming off rather than going on, like right there. See that? I mean, or maybe he just didn't cut it when he put it up there. I don't know. So,
Is that power from next door?
I mean, as long as he's continuing, I'm cool with you know, not extended for 90 days. I mean, if he's just going to be making slow progress over a number of months, I think that's all right. So, that's my motion.
Second.
So, what's the motion, Ken?
For a 90-day extension.
Anybody who's second? George?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Case number 12-041, property address 3447 and 49, 14th Street Northwest. It's a three-story row home, multi-use, and the owner is W.H. Bacon Funeral Home, Inc. And a 90-day extension was granted on this in September to see the construction progress. And Mark, if you would... you know, put it on record what your inspection entails.
As of January 5th, the re-inspection revealed that they did put windows in and they started working on the roof, but the violations is not 100% abated.
Okay. I'd like them, the primary problem with this property has been that they stopped it without completing the roof. They had half a roof or thereabouts. What I'd like to do is close this case when they've completed their roof, and then we can just consider it any other building under construction. For all we know, they've already completed it in the past, you know, 9 days. But until we have evidence, perhaps we could reach out to them and ask them to tell us when they've completed the roof.
Yeah.
So my recommendation is we extend for 30 days and then informally reach out to them and ask them to advise us of their progress.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Case number is 13-065, property address 4019 First Street Southeast. The record owner is Dora Murphy. It's a two-story detached frame single-family home. Last action was board action was there was an abatement order submitted on 10th of July to raise the property. So what happened there, Mark?
Looks like they had a fire. Yeah.
With the raise on?
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we've taken all our actions.
Actually, we could unofficially ask Mr. Spriggs. He can say, I wasn't the vacant manager at the time or the enforcement manager.
With me. But let's find out.
He's a raise permit that was open.
But not issued.
Open date was 12/5/14.
Well, I mean, I think the point is that this board's taken all of its actions that are available to it, so
mm-hmm.
We just got to make sure that this gets followed up upon.
So are you saying that raise is not part of responsibility of this board? Or?
Mm-mm.
That could be.
I'm saying we already.
Make it safe and sanitary.
I'm saying we already said.
Follow up on the raise.
We already said it should be rendered sanitary by raising, so that's the final action that we can take on this case.
So shall we extend for 30 days to come back to the board?
No. I think we don't have to take any action. There's no action for us.
Oh, okay.
I think we just say follow up
in 30 days
within the proper channel. No.
Yeah.
That this board takes no further action, but that there be follow up within the proper channels within the agency to make sure that the raise is done.
No, but what did the board do last time in the last meeting?
Board said should be rendered sanitary by raising the property.
And what I'm looking at the record, it's not raised.
No. So it's always the women that.
Oh yeah.
Start worried about the important things in life. The centripetal force, whereas the men would have it spinning out and exploding. Okay. Okay, does anybody propose that there's any action that we could possibly take at this point?
Just follow through.
Who actually executes the raise?
DCRA.
DCRA, okay.
Yeah.
And it's already at
DCRA,
so.
Right. Yeah, but I just want to make sure that board be apprised of a progress in 30 days.
That's fine, but this shouldn't even be on here because basically we're finished with it. It's somebody else is not finished with it.
I propose to be followed in 30 days about the status of race.
Sent upstairs.
Hmm?
Sent upstairs, you got sent.
Oh, to Sprigshaw?
Yeah, but I don't think Sprig was up there then.
At that time, yeah, it was Heather.
Who was Mr. Spriggs? That was
the vacant properties.
I propose this to be, you know, followed in 30 days about the status of race permit. Anybody second?
Sure.
Okay,
did I hear a second?
Second.
Sorry, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes. number 14-015, property address 4335 Douglas Street Northeast. It says two-story detached frames house. Record owner is George Johnson. Last BCIB board action was a 90-day extension on 24th of September to follow up on the NOI. At this time, Mark?
The rent inspection was conducted on the 7th of January. As you can see from the photos, the property is still in the same condition.
Yeah. It looks like there was some kind of a rear porch or addition that was torn down that exposed some siding, and then looks like somebody might be stealing siding for scrap. And actually most of the areas where it's been removed, there's siding underneath, but there's some areas at the back where it's exposed, and yeah, that rear roof where the fascia or the rake mold is coming away, that's exposing.
That man don't even work on the mold.
He's doing what? Okay, so, and this is one I suspect is one where we haven't had much contact with the owner, right? No. Or none.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So what's the...
These are tough because it's like, you know, what do you do? Send out enforcement to board up? Yeah. Put boards up as temporary siding? Or can we do that?
So is there a enforcement case was done on this infraction, or like what is the follow through on that?
Yeah, notice of infraction was approved December 5th. It's on Mr. Weston's desk. Let's see.
So it takes like a month to get through, or is that just because of the holidays?
Yeah. Only thing that we sent it up for was weed.
Oh, okay.
It was vegetative growth and weeds.
All right.
For the entire yard. So we never had an abatement for, you know, to either board it up or knock it down.
Well, I mean, there's some property maintenance issues here, I think. That's probably the best way to get at it, write them an abatement notice under the property maintenance code.
Yeah, that could be used as to motivate him.
Yeah. I mean, it'll take a couple of months to motivate them, because I'm sure we're going to have to come around to an NOI at some point.
Any suggestions, Spriggs?
That needs to be done. If it ends up coming to us and they don't keep on responding, we need that case for that fixing or raising to the owner. And if he fails to do it, then we can do it.
Yeah.
And I'd probably want to look on the inside to see if it's worth anything fixing.
Yeah.
Because it's probably a good candidate for just raising. But
right.
But we
right.
need that.
But
case.
We got to go inside the building and kind of assess that.
Well, I mean, I don't see anything that obviously says that it's probably, you know, it could have termites, could have whatever. But it seems like if we went that dramatic route, we want to have a pretty serious administrative paper trail. So I think we should probably send them an abatement notice first. Like just cite all the property maintenance issues,
right?
And then.
I sent the abatement notice out.
You already did?
Well, I sent the abatement notice out to them.
Yeah, but it was on weeds, right?
No, I sent them a final notice to render the property sanitary violations.
Oh, okay.
I don't tell them that we want to abate. The abatement order goes upstairs to take care of the weeds and grass.
But I'm talking about an NOV, notice of violation, notice to abate.
He's gotten it.
Okay.
He's gotten it. This is right here.
All right.
So has he had his time?
Yeah, he's passed his time.
So that just needs to be forwarded upstairs.
That's what I'm saying. We already did a notice of infraction, but when we did the notice of infraction, it was only for grass and weeds.
All right. So okay. I think if we issue another notice of infraction for this, the rest of this, all the property maintenance, siding, the rake mold, that kind of stuff.
Todd, have they been paying the blight tax rate? Let's take a look at that.
When it comes up, Todd, it has to be, we need to have the option. So when we look at it, we can determine, so it needs to have the option repair or raise.
Gotcha.
So when we look at it, we can go off of that without sending it back down.
Gotcha.
And then what we do, what we would do was, since we would go out and have it.
So you like it that way? Because when we used to do that, like sort of say, hey, render it sanitary. Why don't you guys analyze which is sort of the most cost-effective way? And then they'd say, no, we need specific direction. Do we raise it or do we fix X, Y, and Z? So I don't know. It's, you know, it may have changed, but.
Did that say they were sold at a tax sale? Or did they not just pay
a tax? I mean, if
I think Spriggs is well equipped in from the skill set point of view.
Right.
That board doesn't need to tell you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, because I want to look at it and see if that's where we want to spend our money.
Yeah.
And if it's not a good idea to spend our money on a piece of
property. Yeah, I agree. Although this is not like major stuff. I guess the real question here is whether there's somebody who is ultimately responsible for this property and has values it at some level, right?
Right.
Because I think it doesn't strike me as the kind of building that, oh, you got to tear it down because it's, you know, it's bowing, it's listing, it's whatever, you know, the roof's really sagging, it's just, you know, deteriorated.
And I'll put it, we would do our due diligence to try to touch bases with an owner.
We are already done on the motion on this one, right?
No. But I mean, I guess my point is, like, this is the kind of case where I would love it if it never even reached us. You know, it's not to say that there's nothing significant, but it's like, man, these things should be written up for property maintenance like all the time, like automatically. Mm-hmm. And actually, a lot of times, you know, frequently they are. I mean, most of the time they are. I mean, these guys, when they bring us a case, they've often said we've already written an NOV. Mm-hmm. It's not always followed up upon, though. So I'd rather than us sort of, you know, let's do a certificate of condemnation and go through that and put staff through the paperwork on that. I think there's usually sort of a nearer sort of administrative goal that we can.
It shouldn't even be a BCIB case.
Well, I'd prefer that a lot of them not, because some of them are sort of borderline, right?
Yeah.
I know, but here's the thing: if you make it a BCIB case, you got to follow the BCIB rules.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just keep it under property maintenance, then you had the option to move forward and do the things that you need to do without.
Well, I think you can do both.
I think that's the key. That's what we did in the shotgun house recently. We did both sides.
Yeah. I think you can do both, but then the question is, who takes the next action? What's the most reasonable action to take at this point? You know, both considering everything, like what's the likeliest to succeed, what will take the least time, what's the least staff involvement and cost and all that sort of thing. So I think usually just going, hey, that's missing this, this, and this, write it up, NOV, notice to abate, there you are. Oh, you didn't follow that? Okay, here's a fine for you, you know? I think that gets more attention than us sitting here saying, would you please, we're going to give you another couple of months, but would you please fix the stuff, you know? So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. What's the proposal?
All right, my proposal is to extend for 90 days and to refer
to property.
I don't know to whom, to follow up on an NOI for, to follow up on the NOV that was not complied with. So I don't know who did you guys issue that, the NOV? Mark, you did, or?
Mark needs to issue another notice of infraction.
Yeah, right. Another notice of infraction to follow up on, like.
And we said what?
To point one and two.
Sanitary. By repair and or raise.
Well, if we render it sanitary, then we'll go in and we'll do the work to make it sanitary. Or to have those options. If he gives us the options, then we can determine.
That should be good. That should be okay, because basically y'all are going to make the decision. Okay, it's cheaper to do this.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. But my point is like, okay, we're given the owner an opportunity by saying, okay, you're now a BCIB case and you can show costs, and we've also sent him an NOV. But my point is like, the NOV is to say, you ought to do something and do it quickly. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you failed to do that.
Right.
So now I think they ought to get a fine before we come back and say, all right, he's failed, let's send it to enforcement to render the property sanitary.
So you just want to follow up on the notice?
Yeah, it should be. Like, NOV is given, they don't do it, ticket. And if still they don't do it, another ticket. It's, you know, like, just make, you
just
know,
automatic.
The only thing we ticketed them for was the $500.
Okay, right. And my point is, you write them NOV for violations number one and two, as shown in there. You wrote them one for three. But if we hit them for one and two, then that can do it. And 90 days will give them enough time to receive the notice, have the 30-day period go by, extra time to think about it, all that sort of deal.
So you want to rephrase your proposal?
Yes, my motion, well, no, I think my motion is extend for 90 days and to have DCRA, I'll let you figure out who it is, write them an NOI, a notice of infraction, for the property maintenance violations cited in the previous notice of violation.
Yep.
Property maintenance.
So it's the enforcement follows.
For the violations one and two relating to the building.
All right, so who seconds that?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Record for case number 12-097. Property address is 4505 New Hampshire Avenue Northwest, two-story, semi-detached frame structure, single family. Owner of record is Mary E. Mason. Last BCRB board action, a final notice of abatement order to render the property sanity was issued on 5-6-2014. 120-day extension was granted on 9-10-2014 to see the progress of repairs and abatement. I have sitting in front of this board three individuals. If you will announce your name for the record.
My name is Linda Brown High. I'm the personal representative for the estate of Murray E. Mason.
Okay.
Property 4505 New Hampshire Avenue.
Thank you.
My name is Yavuz Huluk Bashir, and I have a contract with the house, and I'm planning to, like, you know, it's in fix it.
Okay.
My name is Elio Cruz. I'm an associate to the buyer.
Okay. Thank you. The three of you all swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Well, welcome aboard. Welcome here for this BCIB board meeting. This property was inspected on January 5th, 2015. Inspector Holloman, do you want to tell us your findings?
January 2015, when inspections revealed that all violations not abated. So they did try to board it up somewhat, but as you can see from the photos, it's still violation.
Okay, so now that we have a personal representative and prosecutor buyer, can you give us an update of your plan of abatement or what's going on with this property?
Well, there's an open estate. The estate was opened in May 2013. We had squatters in there. There were a total of five. At one time, two died, two moved, and the last one I had to go through an eviction through landlord-tenant court. And he was evicted September 2014, so the house has been vacant since then. And part of the boarding up was because each time we put them out, they'd break in, you know, so we had to continue to board the property up. I went in with the potential buyers a couple of weeks ago, and I was able to retrieve some mail because at one point they became hostile, so I wasn't able to get into the property. And so once we got them evicted and there was a potential purchaser, then I found a mess of mail. It was all over the place. So Then we started this process. Now, I did find some papers in there. One was stapled to the wall, and I went downstairs. I talked to, at one point, somebody in violations, Mr. Lasky. I met him over at the tax court, and Mr. Lying. So I wasn't able to get the mail from out of the property until I got them out of there. So.
Okay. Well, you have at present, you have total control over the property.
Now I do, yes.
Okay. Free lien and lease and no.
There's no mortgage.
Issues. Okay.
There's no mortgage on the property.
So is your intent to sell this property?
Yes.
Okay. You know how soon that may happen?
As soon as we get through this hearing, we're going to settlement. We're already on board with the purchasers. They have no problem so far with the property. It's just that at this point, when we did the title search, that's when I realized that there was a lien on it, and actually came from Mr. Cruz and his associates here that we saw the lien on the property. So once it was condemned, we couldn't sell it.
Correct.
You know, so we had to get that removed, and that's why we're here today.
Okay. You guys actually have a contract that's already drafted?
Actually, it can be sold with the condemnation, but yeah. The title company is they're having a basically it's like a stoppage on insurance, so you know, we just want to be safe on our, you know, as purchasers, you know, that we can get a continuance you know, at least for 120 more days, so we could go ahead and get it under compliance just to make it, you know.
Yeah, we got. Just so you know what it means. Condemnation, in this context, means that. It is condemned, right?
Yeah, we did issue an order of condemnation.
There is an. Okay. What it means in this context is that it establishes the right for the city to enter the property to render it sanitary if the owner does not do so. Okay. Doesn't mean the city's going to tear it down, although sometimes that is the proper way to, the best way to render a property sanitary. In this case, that's clearly not the case because it looks like it's a more or less sound structure. It's got issues with. The issues that we're most concerned about are things that could harm the building or its neighbors further by being open or, you know, having the drainage fail. We are interested in having a sound envelope and right. Sound structure. Structure looks okay. It's sort of the envelope that's more the issue with this building. So it doesn't mean the city's taking the property. It doesn't mean the city's going to knock down the property. I think that we could see our way clear to extend this case. It doesn't necessarily get rid of your problem with your title company because there's still what they would interpret as a cloud on the title just by having this, but they often don't understand what it means either. And so that's why we're frequently explaining what it means and what it doesn't mean. So the property settlement is imminent. It's a property with issues, but it doesn't look like any of the issues are sort of imminently dangerous, right. Problematic. So I think we could extend the case.
So that's your motion? I mean, that's your recommendation?
Bill?
Yes, sir.
I just have a question. I heard Todd was saying that there's a lien on the property. What is that all about? Give us the detail about that.
No, basically what was just said was that the property has a certificate of condemnation on it.
Okay.
They want to move forward with the sale with the condemnation. They know that they still have the condemnation on it. However, what they wanted to know, they just wanted confirmation that they can have the condemnation removed once they bring the property back into compliance.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
No. That's what this is all about.
But use the word, there's a lien on the property. That is always there just because somebody previously worked on it and have some amount to be paid back.
Well, I don't think it's a mechanics lien. I think it was a reference to the certificate of condemnation, was it?
Yes.
Was it not? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
All right, so, and I second, so that's your motion?
Well, I didn't specify a time, so I'm going to say
120 days.
You said 120?
Well, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Or more.
Or more. We'll start out with that. We'll give you 120 days. That's my motion.
So I second. As for property move, second that this board issue a 120-day extension on this property. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion carried. You got the 120-day extension.
Case number 11-086, property address 5509 C Street Southeast. It's a two-story detached masonry single-family home. The record owner is Express Home Buyers DC LLC. The last BCIB board action, a certificate of condemnation was placed on the property on 28th of November 12th. An abatement order was generated in 14 to raise the property. So, Mark, what's the status of inspection?
We're in inspection conducted on the 7th of January 2015. Mm-hmm. Feels his property is not abated, it's still in the same current condition.
Okay. So this is another situation where it probably shouldn't be before us again because it looks like we took our final action on this was to refer it for a raise. And so the question is what happened and what's going to happen now?
Yeah. Look, cases we have on there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if you guys wouldn't mind looking into that.
What, the abatement order?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe I sent one up there too.
I mean, you don't have to do it this moment, because there's really nothing for the board to do, and we've already said knock it down, right?
Yep,
so.
Yep.
All right.
Just follow up on the raise?
Yeah, if you would.
How many days?
Let us. It doesn't officially have to come back to the board because the board has no action to take. But if you want to, want to advise us of the progress, that would be great.
Yeah, I would probably say like next 30 days, just apprise the board of the progress.
Okay. All right.
So what's?
Well, I don't think we've taken action.
All right.
Up to here. Okay.
Let's go to the next one. The case number is 11-033. Address is 5705 Eads Street Northeast. It's a single-story detached frame building. The record owner is Profitable Property Funding LLC. Last BCIB board action was a certificate of condemnation issued on 4th of January 2013. Oh man, look at this! Like, has been more than a year. Case was referred to enforcement for grass, weeds removal, and it 120-day extension was granted on 10th of September 2014. Huh. So, Mark, what's the status update on it?
January 7th, the rear inspection reveals that at 5705 Eads Street Northeast, nothing's been done to the property. It's still in the same condition from previous inspections.
Okay, so let's take a look at it.
Here, what that is, it's a house.
Yeah, it's a tiny little house.
Dollhouse.
I mean, this is really the kind of structure that if you had to do anything to it, you'd probably say tear it down just because it's so small that there's no advantage. But on the other hand, like, how serious are the issues?
Is this bigger than the shotgun house?
No, it's smaller. It's smaller.
This is bigger.
This is bigger than the shotgun house?
Yeah. See this addition right here?
That's deeper. That one's deeper, man. The shotgun house is deep.
Shotgun house is deep. It's long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've been there, but anyway.
See this right here to the left?
Uh-huh.
The shotgun house doesn't have this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shotgun house is just this
one. Yeah.
Yeah, but the shotgun's got two additions to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like two additions to it. And
all right, so let's take a look at this, man.
Yeah.
That front roof, is that standing seam? Back, I can't really tell what there's going on the roof. There's some piece on the side that's coming off. Mm-hmm. And that rear thing, that could come down. I mean, I guess the question is, are the defects very serious? Boarded up doesn't look good, but that's not really an issue for us. That's okay from our point of view. I see that piece coming off on the side up on the roof.
Yeah, but we did some grass and weeds removal thing.
Yeah.
So what has been done? Looks like that progress has not been done, or that has not been done. They refer to enforcement. So see the status with the Paul Water Shop.
I mean, there's some, I don't know, it's hard to tell in the wintertime too. There's some stuff around the side, but it doesn't look like there's a lot of high stuff. I mean, nobody's cleared those tree limbs, and that's probably a dead tree there. Mm-hmm. I mean, the question is, are there defects serious enough to say, like, knock this building down? And I don't really see that. And I think that's why we didn't take any further action other than to say, okay, condemn it because nobody's responding and fixing the things that are problems. And I think that's why it hasn't gone anywhere since.
So this property management company hasn't, or whoever, hasn't been responsive?
No, nobody's been responsive for these people.
That's true in most of our cases, I think.
Do you think it's worth of a case that you want to go inside, see the salvage piece here?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look from the outside. I mean, it's not that bad, but I don't think it'd be much we put our money into. But on the inside, yeah, I'd like to see what the inside looks like. Mm.
All right, so what's the proposal here from the board?
I don't really have a proposal because I just don't think it's that. You know, somebody might look at that and say it's unsightly and they haven't been keeping up their yard, and that's true. I mean, again, we could write them up for property maintenance, take down that rear thing that's going to fall, cut down that tree, fix the fascia on the side of the building, and we could take a closer look at all the roofs. I mean, if you just get up on a step ladder, you can look at some of those.
Won't be a bad idea to have a full-blown property maintenance inspection on it, and then really kind of make a more informed decision in the next meeting to kind of...
Yeah.
Is it worth it to make an extra effort to get a representative to
Right. Yeah.
We need property maintenance from upstairs or from down here?
No, the owner of that.
Well, they're not responsible.
Yeah. Right. You're not going to get them. You said something about a property maintenance.
No, I said like, let's like have a housing inspector go there and write them up, have a closure look. Whatever, like something falling out needs to be removed, like have a like a strong NOV return with a period of.
So a 13-point inspection doesn't do that? A 13-point inspection doesn't do that?
I'm not sure. I don't think it does. Like, that person may not take a deeper look as a property maintenance inspector would. And then if that is not done, then ticketing. And then at that time, that property maintenance inspector can recommend to us, is there any salvage or whatever, or maybe we need to knock it off. As Spriggs is saying, maybe it's worth going a little bit deeper into it, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, refer it back to property maintenance unit. Anything on your mind, Todd? Come on, I see your face expressions here.
I see you're sensitive to those issues.
No, man, you know, whatever y'all say.
Spell it out, man. Something
so
that
I
is.
I'm saying, I think that will work because my inspector, he already did that.
I see what he's saying too at the same time.
Right. What you're saying is that y'all can cite him for other violations that he can.
No, he's saying go deep in depth into a full inspection versus just a 13 point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Write it up with detail because if it
yeah.
and if it's got does four,
end up, four, four, four and have that inspector give a deeper thought into it, whether it needs to be raised or like right. see in the meantime right. initiate a new contact as right. Ms. Hammond was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that we complete an assessment on the site and refer it to, I would say, DCRA. To complete that and then come back in 90 days to determine.
Yeah,
I think it should be smaller time frame.
No, I'll second that because again, I don't see like major issues with this thing. And I think that, and also if you look at our notes, NOV was issued in August.
Ago.
So like following up with an NOI on that.
And then a condemnation notice was already issued. So.
You know. There's a lot of stuff that we can do.
All right, so what's the proposal and who's seconding it?
I mean, I sure feel bad about knocking down this building if...
Okay.
If, you know...
Okay.
So repeat the proposal.
All right, so the motion...
That we complete an assessment, refer the case to DCRA to complete that, and then review the case in 90 days.
Okay.
Who seconds it?
I did. Simple.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we're back on... We're back on the record. Case number 10-067. Property address is 8165 East Beach Drive, Northwest. Two-story detached single-family masonry structure. Owner of record is Martha Akers. The last BCRB board action, a certificate of condemnation was placed on the property 11/3/2014. I have a young lady in front of me this morning. If you want to announce your name for the record and your relationship to the property.
Martha Akers, owner.
Okay. You swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
I do.
Thank you. This property was inspected on January 5th, 2015 by Inspector Mark Holloman. What were your findings, sir?
On the 5th of January, 2015, re-inspection revealed violations was not abated, but I can tell that some work has started to take place.
Okay. All right, Ms. Akers, you want to provide this board with an update as to what's going on with your property?
Yes. Significant work has been accomplished on the property.
Great.
It was missing a roof. Mm-hmm. The rear section was missing the roof, and that has been done, and it's watertight. Mm-hmm. We just have a little bit of more on the right side of the property. We have a little more to work to. On the other side, there's some mortar work. The windows will be going in as soon as the weather breaks, new windows. And where the tarp is, actually, you can see that there's a board behind the tarp, but we just put that there so that, because we don't have any Tyvek up,
mm-hmm.
we put that there to keep the board dry. And so the remaining portion in that part over there, we have a little bit of brickwork to meet the wood, and then we'll put the fascia board on and the metal trim and new windows. There is no structural insufficiencies in the building itself. And it has been inspected twice by an engineer. So there's no reason for it to be, you know, after we complete this little section back here, you can see the boards right there. We're going to put in some new boards right here and then complete that section there. And once the windows go in, there's no reason for this property to remain on this list. It was never completely damaged. It was only partially damaged over there where you see the tarp is. And then we decided to go a little bit further with this project. The building permit is still active. It has been inspected on one occasion, and it doesn't present a hazardous hazard or insanitary situation for the community. And I see no reason why we shouldn't be given consideration in light of these matters. I should not be given consideration because I'm the owner.
Can I ask you something, Ms. Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
You said the building permit is still valid.
Yes, sir.
So I'm assuming that you got an extension on the building permit, correct?
Well, it's not getting an extension. Once you have an inspection, it extends the building permit automatically. Because no permit is finished within the time frame that some permits, some projects are finished within the time frame of their building permit, which is usually 1 year. A lot of projects are not finished within that time, completely finished within that time frame. And once an inspection is completed, then it automatically extends the building permit.
There's a 6 month lapse.
Yeah.
If you have a building permit, you cannot have more than a 6 month lapse.
Exactly.
Which means you got to have an inspection within 6 months.
I had my inspection before the permit expired.
Okay.
Was it a final inspection, Mark?
No, it's not in the final stage right now. Okay. It's that was the first inspection.
But the extension piece only, like if you lapse more than 6 months within any step inspection, then the permit gets expired. So you have to show continuous progress for the permit life to be extended.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we see activity in 2014. Anything before that?
Well, the permit was issued
in 2012.
Okay. December, what was it?
What was that? Streets.
And I scheduled the inspection. He came out and extended the permit for another year.
Who did?
The inspector.
He can't do that.
What is it showing at this point in time?
It's showing two disapprovals in July and in August. You had two disapprovals of 2014, and then it was rescheduled.
So it would lapse at the end of this month.
At the end of this month?
Right. And then the other concern would be, I thought the permit said 2012.
2014.
July 2014. Okay. All right.
So the disapprovals were not disapprovals because of the work. It was because the first time the inspector came out, we weren't ready. And the second time he came out, I did not know that you had to have all of your electrical completed and all of your plumbing completed before you could get that inspection. So he said that as soon as I get my electrical and plumbing people in there and finished up, then I should be good. But I did not know that, and that's why I got two disapprovals.
Okay. Yeah, I think she's probably saying it did not happen as a combination inspection. You know,
right.
She's probably, you know, valid in her explanation.
Yeah, you have to do your supplement. I mean, for frame and close-in, since you have to have your, if you did electrical work, you have your electrical close-in first before framing will give you a close-in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was calling for framing, thinking that that was the process, and then electrical and plumbing.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean, the good thing is that we do see movement on your property, and you have done some work. So, I mean, that is good. This board will continue to ask you to focus on all the exterior envelopes.
Yes, sir.
The roof and the siding, things of that nature, too. You know, once you take care of those issues, you know, then we are satisfied from this board's perspective. Now, you said the engineer did a report?
No, I said when we were going through the first stages, okay. I had engineers. That was like when we were first, when your agency first started talking about this situation, I had reports done to prepare for when this matter first started.
Okay.
But not okay. Recently.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else have any other questions? Okay. All right. So
also like to,
I got a question. you said you did get an extension on the building permit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any paperwork that came with it? Did you get anything saying that there was an extension with it?
Mm-hmm. I got the, when they come out, whatever there.
So you got the paperwork saying it was extended?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a way that you can send it to me to my email?
I can.
All right. Please do that. You got my email address?
But I'll be coming down here. I could just maybe leave it at the station.
Whatever's easiest for you. But
okay.
I need you to get that to me as soon as you can.
Okay.
I need to tell you that I contacted, they placed a paper property in vacant property status.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoever the lien holder is came down and they registered the property as vacant.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted the lien holder to see what was going on.
Well, you know what? That part right there, I think we need to address that separately and not at my hearing.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So do you have a sense as to when you think that exterior work where the tarp is will be completed?
Well, well, the where the tarp is, there's actually, well, that's going to be because it's just a matter of putting tie back over top of the boards and finishing that up.
Yeah, how long do you think it'll take you to get that completed?
Well, since we had, right now we're having a little bit of bad weather. I would ask for some consideration in light of this little snow. But other than that, I don't see it to be any long-term situation.
Do you think you'll be able to get it done in 90 days?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Is that a recommendation, Roger?
This project has come a significant long way, and it has been a struggle for many reasons, but it has.
So our concerns at this point are primarily the window. Is there a window missing?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah,
and then where the tie wrap is.
Sorry, yeah, where the tie wrap.
Yeah, the roof is the whole rear wall of the house.
And the whole rear wall of the house.
No, it's not the whole rear wall of the house. It doesn't look like the whole rear wall of the house to me. It looks like a small section. In addition, that wall is where a pool is. So there's no significant damage to the house because a pool is behind the wall, a swimming pool. So if it rains, it's raining inside of a swimming pool. It's not raining inside of a house. So we need to add that.
We can get the whole front window to the whole
backyard. Not anymore. Well, the house was built just like a glass house, really. So why shouldn't you be able?
All of that was glass, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Gotcha.
And the house, and that section that's behind that wall is a swimming pool. So it's not like a living room, a dining room, and all the houses mostly built of concrete. It's not.
I understand what she's saying. She's saying that that's glass right there.
No, it was glass.
What's
there right now?
Yeah. Pardon me?
What's there right now?
Where?
Where the glass used to be.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to put the glass back up.
But it's exposed now.
And okay. So the glass is supposed to be sitting on that wall right there.
You mean on the roof?
No.
No. Where we're
where that wall?
About, where we're speaking about is the glass there right there.
See this little section right here where the tarp is?
Yep.
That's supposed to be glass. Can I see the photo? Because I think, can
hard,
I see his photo, sir?
It's a very small aerial photo of the whole property.
I still would like to see what he's referring
sure,
to.
Sure, why not?
Thank you.
I move for a 90-day extension.
All right, I second that. So property moved and second that his case be extended for 90 days.
Hold on,
sweetheart. I mean, Ms. Akins, I'm sorry. Akers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion granted. 90-day extension. Okay.
This photo he just showed the gentleman is at the state.
Nobody's referenced that photo or anything, so there's probably no reason to really discuss it. He handed it to me, I looked at it, and I said, it's hard to see much from that aerial photo, is the same thing I said when you asked
okay,
for
can
it.
Okay, can I just say that all of this has the roof and it's completed, it's watertight. This little section right here is where a swimming pool was built inside of the house, and the swimming pool is like, the swimming pool is 30 feet by 26 feet. So there's a large pool sitting behind that little wall right there. The main area is built of concrete. This first level is built of concrete and
not
mortar.
Not questioning anything with the pool. We're not even concerned about the pool. All we're concerned about is the structure.
Okay.
So where the water goes is irrelevant to outside the house. We're just concerned about the envelope of the building, the roof, the siding, the flashing, the brick, make sure that it's sealed. Everything is, you know, sealed from the weather. Yeah. That's what this board is concerned about.
Yeah.
The other issues around the landscaping and all that, we're not concerned about that. We just want to make sure that the property is closed off, and we just want to know how soon we're going to move towards bringing it into compliance. And any issues that you may have pertaining to construction, when our inspectors come back out there, they will note it. If they see things on the roof that's not right or siding, then they disapprove it. What I would not like to see is disapprovals be the only means of extending a building permit.
Yes, sir.
And that's why we want to make sure that is not happening here, because we've had two disapprovals. So, but that's not going to...
But we do see progress.
Though. Yeah, we do see progress.
But I think, Tim, yeah. Martha needs to understand that
Ms.
like
Akers.
It should be clear in her mindset, mm-hmm. like this is what the law anticipates.
Mm-hmm.
Extension gets granted if an inspection is done, but the only purpose, the spirit and intent behind that statement is that you are making a progress.
Mm-hmm.
If you had, like say, 20% done, then you should have, on next inspection, you should have 30% done. You may get a disapproval at next time, but there has to be some record that you are doing a progress.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
And
as I
mentioned, every time that you say it was disapproved, like there has to be some sort of progress with it.
Yeah, and
then only your extension goes based on the inspection done.
Right, but as I pointed out, I think even based on whatever the outcomes of the inspections, I think the 6 months would elapse at the end of this month.
And you understand that, like if there's no inspection, you know, done within the time frame, then your permit gets expired. And that's what Todd was talking about. Like you can officially come to the, you know, permit operation and, you know, apply for extension of that permit, and that will extend that. You may have to pay some fee for that, but it'll get extended. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Back on the record, we have a board member that has joined us. You want to introduce your name and your age for the record?
Good morning, Rodney George with the Office of the Deputy Mayor's Office for Planning and Economic Development.
Thanks, sir. All right, we're back on the record. Case number 11-051, property address 435 Peniston Street Northwest. Two-story masonry structure. The owner of record is James Stewart. The last BCIB board action, a 90-day extension was granted 9/24/2014. The follow-up notice of infraction for high grass and weeds abatement. I have a gentleman sitting in front of me if you want to introduce your name for the record.
Jason Pardo, P-A-R-D-O.
And your relationship to the property?
I represent, the property was the subject of litigation to enforce a contract for the sale, and I represent the plaintiff who is the contract purchaser. The litigation currently is on appeal. My client won the case. There was an order requiring Mr. Stewart to sell the property. He has since appealed, and it's currently pending.
Okay. So you're an attorney?
Yes.
You have your bar number?
You want me to get you some water?
That's a good question. It's been a while. It's 457-252, I believe.
Okay. You swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, welcome. The property was inspected on January 7, 2015. Inspector Holloman, what was your findings?
On the 7th of January, re-inspection revealed property still in the same condition. Violations was not abated.
Okay. Sir, if you can inform this board as to what is your next course of action with this property?
My clients contracted to purchase this property a number of years ago. Upon completion of the litigation and the appeal, which we anticipate hopefully in the immediate future, and we get the sale, we're going to develop the property and we'll take care of all the issues that are outstanding. At this point, there's not a whole lot my client can do because, of course, while we have a judgment to become the purchaser until the appeal is complete, we don't have any right to go in and make any repairs.
Okay, I'm looking at it. You didn't see no openings or anything on the property?
There is one broken window in the front on the basement window. It's all right there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
it's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Okay.
In the porch in the rear. Okay. So
Tom,
it is.
The notices have been going to the owner, Jay Stork, correct?
Yes. The notices have been going to. On a record, James.
Okay, hang on. Let's go one more time through this.
Todd, have you received responses to those notices?
I mean, it's not so bad. This was never that bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad, although it does have some property maintenance concerns.
I'd want to see that basement window sealed up, though.
Yeah. What will probably end up happening is we will probably have our abatement crew at least seal up that one window. That will prevent any more animals or...
Or your client can do it. I mean, it depends. I don't know how sticky the legal issues are. Like, I can't enter the property or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, is neither party
able
to enter?
My understanding, just from my communications with him, is that Mr. Stewart is residing at the property.
Oh,
he's okay. Never provided me with an address otherwise.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's any evidence of it being vacant.
All right. Okay.
And Mr. Stewart is your client?
No.
Oh, he's not. Oh,
my
sorry.
Client is Ditto Residential, who is the contract purchaser.
Yeah. Okay. We do have it as occupied.
I don't see any evidence that anything was ever sent back.
We send notices, but we haven't received any responses.
We haven't received any responses, no.
But we haven't had it sent back either.
Correct.
Suggest somebody's receiving it.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Then we probably will do that.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I mean, we could move forward to at least just boarding up that one small window, you know, for now. I mean, that has
to
be.
Yeah, why don't we,
Can
we just do that through normal channels rather than, because I don't want to have to put a certificate of condemnation on it or anything.
All right, I agree.
So
I don't think
so
it warrants
that. So let's just refer it to
property maintenance.
Yeah.
So we handle it with respect to property maintenance.
Todd, can you look on page one to see if there's been an SVP on a more recent?
While he looks at that, is there any idea as to when you may get some resolution on this, if you had to guess?
Yeah.
If I had to guess, it would be sometime this spring. All briefing is done.
Okay.
It looks like it's
11-14.
Right, for a summary proceeding. We're just waiting for the court to respond.
Okay.
Gotcha. But I will, sir, I've been in touch with Mr. Stark, and I will certainly keep him posted as to what's happening.
Okay. Yeah. That being said, I mean, we'll look at that, but I would like to make a motion that we extend the case 120 days.
And refer
to ICA for enforcement.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that this case be referred to ICA for 120 days and sent to enforcement for action. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It being none, motion carried.